ABC Radio Australia.
In a week dominated by political headlines, with the resignation of a dozen cabinet ministers, Prime Minister Jeremiah Manele looked for victory not on the political field but on the football pitch as he attended last night's OFC Pro League in Honiara. And he wasn't the only one. A sold-out crowd turned up to watch the home team, the Solomon Kings, take on South Melbourne in a gritty and at times dramatic match. ABC's Christian Rita Aumanu Leong with more.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the field Solomon Kings FC and South Melbourne FC.
From the get-go, the chants grew louder. Fans coming out in droves waving their Solomon flags, but among them a Japanese Sunmark flag.
We come to support Solomon Islands, and one of our favorite players to support, as you see the flag at the back, Sota-san. Ngan baro!
Mr. Higashide, go!
Sota, fight!
Solomon Kings.
And you?
Solomon Kings.
What's the prediction for the score?
One nil or?
2-0. And then again.
17, Don Diana. And 27, Sota Higashide.
Solomon Kings midfielder and Japanese Sota Higashide speaks little English, but in Honiara, he is becoming a household favorite, finding his name on the fan flags while trying to find the back of the net.
So at the game, so many Islanders are gathering at the stadium to watch the game, but because I failed to score a goal, penalty kick. It was so regrettable. And then today's game, based on reflecting on the last game on Saturday, I should have scored a goal and making the team win.
The Solomon Kings scoring their first goal through Javin Wai in the first half, sending the home crowd in unmatched cheers. By halftime, the crowd inside the stadium doubled. So was the crowd on the hilltop to the right and the main highway on the left. Solomon Islands Prime Minister Jeremiah Manele was also there wearing his Kings jersey, bringing his family to cheer on the home team, congratulating both Solomon Kings and South Melbourne on the 1-1 draw.
I'm so excited about the turnout, as I've said. It shows the unity that country has got and the power of football for uniting countries. So me really thank him proud for to come out in big numbers.
Looking forward to hosting more.
Yes, we look forward to more matches in the future.
South Melbourne equalising in the dying minutes with a goal to Charlie Leach. For coach Stinisa Kohadzik, it could have been anyone's game.
Wonderful night, to be honest. You. This is why you coach and play as footballers, for you know, atmosphere like this and an environment like this. And it's like two boxes going at each other, and everyone, we were going for it, they were going for it, and at the end, it's probably probably deserved result for both teams.
The game was nothing short of drama while waiting for the referee's decision to award the goal. A decision that Kings coach Ben Khan found frustrating.
I share the frustration. In reality, I think it probably suits them more than it suits us. They play the game quite direct. They like to slow it down. We want to play the game quickly. We want the ball on the floor. We want good momentum. There was so much time in the game where we were sat around waiting, and it was really hard for us in the second half in particular to find the rhythm and the tempo that we wanted to play at. It takes that long to look at the decision, and I've watched it back, and I'm not really sure why the handball in the middle of the field wasn't given, but this is football, and there's people more qualified to talk about VAR than myself.
Thanking the fans who came out in full support, Coach Ben says overall it's been a memorable tournament.
Amazing crowd, amazing. I mean, I don't really, there aren't really words to describe how grateful we are and how welcome we feel being here. And look, the impact they had on the players, you know, they pushed us on, and the boys wanted so much to win for the crowd tonight, and it's a shame that we didn't get the 3 points. But look, they were amazing, and I hope that every time we're back here, we can build nights like this again.
As for Shota, despite missing the penalty kick against Auckland last Sunday, he is adamant his redemption will come in the final round of competition in Fiji.
So our two supporters in Solomon Island Stadium encouraged me to play football, but we couldn't win at all at this round four. So in Fiji at round five, we are trying to win the game. So thank you so much.
What a night. Shota Higashide there, the Solomon Kings midfielder, speaking there to ABC's reporter Christian Rita Almono Leong in Honiara. At the end of round four, Auckland City still leads with 23 points, followed by South Melbourne FC at 19 and Bulla FC and Solomon Kings with 15 points.